Our question was, what were the major types of evidence for evolution? Charles Darwin was one of the first people to actually publish anything about evolution. He noticed that there were similar animals in different spots of the world that were similar. An example of that are tortoises. And from that, he formed a theory to explain evolution. Landmark's ideas on evolution were organisms change over time. He thought that simple forms of life could arise from non-living matter. Scientists now no longer accept his ideas. Another person was Cuvier Georges. He spent many years reconstructing the appearance of unique organisms from fossil bones. Charles Lyell shared the same ideas as Cuvier Georges.
Okay, Charles Darwin and Alfred Russel Wallace both came up with the idea and noticed the descent from with modification, which is animals do descend from the same ancestor in different areas, but they change to adapt to their environment, which is natural selection. And also they noticed the distribution of fossils. There were similar fossils in different areas around the world. They just noticed little differences that help them adapt to their environment. And then there's transitional species, and they have features that intermediate between hypothesized ancestors and later descendant species. An example of this would be the whale with the hip bone. And then anatomy and embryology is the study of how body and bone structures develop over time. Having the same and similar bones in your body, like in your body structure, between two fossils probably means they have a shared common ancestor. And this is because they were modified for different tasks due to their environment that they lived in.